Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Couple things, Carver High, that I wanted to mention. One, Morenci and I both pitched we need to do the draft in Vegas at the MGM. We don't want to go to Kansas City. Nobody wants to go to Kansas City, like, ever, for anything, ever.
I mean, honestly,
if the Final Four was there, I wouldn't want to go there. No offense. My aunt lives there. I've been there. I lived there. I covered the Royals. I did an internship with the TV station there and lived there before the whole deal. And I just have nothing that I want to do there at all. But I do want to go to Vegas to do the draft. That's where we need to be. And then secondly, we had so much fun in Phoenix, except for the 2 days I spent hurling. Mafia as well. It was not a good scene, Carver High. Very unfortunate circumstances there. I mean, dire straits. Boomer Esiason got it too. We all got it. It was awful.
Yeah. Aside from those 48 hours that you had, it seemed like everybody had a great time out there. So
yeah.
There you go. Another successful run. And I'm with you. I will third that with you and Morenci for Vegas for the draft.
Let's go to Vegas.
That's a great spot where you did it from last year. That's for sure. We will kick things off hour number two with the NBA. Only two games yesterday early in the afternoon before the Super Bowl. One, Celtics beat the Grizzlies 119-109. The Celtics, let's be honest, I don't think the score even indicates, Scotty, how that game wasn't close. They beat their ass, and they didn't even get much from Tatum, and they still beat their ass.
You know, I want to say one thing. I don't know about you, but have you ever noticed that every single national television game on, you know, is the Boston Celtics?
Yes.
They are literally on every national broadcast of every game they play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really annoying. It is so awful that all they ever do is show the Celtics. I mean, Christ, I'm like almost done. I can't take it anymore. Like, so the game was on, right, yesterday when we were doing in-game live all access for 4 hours. I don't know what was worse, that they were on again or that I had to watch Terry Bradshaw for 5 straight hours do the pregame show. I don't know what was worse.
Yeah, it was tough, but they got through it. Raptors beat the Pistons 119-118. Van Vliet had 35 for Toronto, as they get themselves a win there. Saturday night, Lakers beat the Warriors 109-103. Scans on LeBron's foot came back clean and good. In fact, Scotty, the scans were so good that he was at the Super Bowl last night in Arizona watching the game in a luxury suite. So that's how good his foot was feeling. He was able to leave the team, who's playing in Portland tonight, I believe, and make his way out to Arizona for the game. That's how good he felt.
You know the guy that made a difference? I don't care about his foot. The guy that makes a difference for me in that deal is not D'Lo, it's Vanderbilt. I thought that guy played great against the Warriors. He's big, he's long, he's involved, he's blocking shots, getting steals, rebounds. He doesn't score a lot, but man, does he do everything else. I mean, this guy is all over the floor, and he's like that Covington. He's long and stretched, and he's big, and he can get to the 10, he can block shots, rebound, you name it, alter shots. I think that guy is a huge difference for the Lakers from being, you know, outhouse into the country club, at the very least, parking lot. They're in the parking lot. Now, can they get into the clubhouse is another story.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday, SiriusXM 159 Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here today. You mentioned the Gary Payton Jr. stuff earlier. Of course, they made that trade last week, the 5 second-round picks. bad medical reports. How do you not know the deal with the guy before you make the trade? Sure enough, though, this is how much they want it. They don't care. They're willing to wait 3 months for him to get healthy. That's how much they wanted to trade back for him.
Well, what's the difference between waiting 3 months for him or waiting 2 years for Wiseman to turn into a player? The other thing is, it reminds me of Carlos Correa. Do none of these teams do their homework before they do deals that a guy's been injured and has a core muscle injury? I think it's a little bit on everyone's end, not just blaming the Blazers that they withheld. I think the Warriors look just as bad, not knowing. It's no different than the Mets and Giants with Correa.
The Sixers beat the Nets. Real good game Saturday night, 101-98. I just want to say this about the Nets. They don't have any stars anymore. They got rid of all the guys now. And they're not winning an NBA championship or anything like that. I actually like they got a lot of dudes now. And they're all kind of the same types of guys. But with Dinwiddie and Bridges and Finney Smith and all these guys can play. And I think that they're going to give teams a hard time down the stretch.
And probably tonight at the Garden, we're going to see a dose of that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. They are more fun to watch. And I got to tell you, it is like cutting the cancer out of the body that they got rid of Irving and Durant. I don't care what anyone says. I know every time I say this, I get all kinds of grief from idiots. Here's the deal. They're both cancers. And everybody here knows it in New York. You don't like it because you don't like me. You don't like, sports talk. You don't like TV show. You don't like the team, whatever else. Stick it in your ear, okay? And I'll smack you in the face. I don't care what you think of me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, we've had this conversation. I mean, Harden might have been the smartest guy in the room at the end of the day because he knew early he had to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, and he had admitted that after the game on Saturday night, saying that his Nets tenure was frustrating, which kind of makes – I think a lot of people got on Harden when he left, saying, this another quitter, he doesn't want to be there. Maybe – he was like you're saying, he was the smartest guy. He saw that this was going to be a problem. He saw the deal with these two dudes, and he was like, all right, peace. Let me get out of here because this just ain't going to work.
Mike, they can't.
He might have been the smartest guy.
They can't ever go back to that. Mafia said it. They did it with KG and Pierce, and now they did it again with Durant, Harden, and Irving. They, in my view, they have to – simple is as simple does. Let's just keep it simple now in Brooklyn. They got a good team full of gamers, guys that can play. I like Cam Johnson. I like Bridges. I like Claxton. I think Dinwiddie can play. Cam Thomas can obviously fill it up. They never have given up on – it's amazing how they have this absolute – he has to have nude photos as Joey Buckets. Joe Harris, how is he still on the Nets all these years later? He's still there. And it's because he's got nude photos. But somehow he's a part of this. And they still have Seth Curry. They still got Patty Mills. This is a decent team, which is more than I can say for the superstar cancer team that they had. That, they're charging $500 a ticket to go to a game to watch them. They never play together. The whole thing was a fleecing of the community in Brooklyn, in the borough. And now it's palatable to go to a game. They should lower their prices to normal NBA prices and just let people enjoy the team. They got a good team.
They will make the playoffs this year, and they will give more heart and effort than that gutless sweep that they had against the Celtics last year.
I agree with that.
That group that they have now will give more. They'll lose. They'll lose a first-round series to the Bucks or to the Celtics, but they will give you every ounce out there. Kyrie and Luka finally got to play together on Saturday night for the Mavericks, and they both filled it up, 25, whatever it was. They lost. They lost, so who cares? Just like we said with Hurts, right? You play well, but you lose. Who cares?
I don't deny that they're both incredible. I've never denied that that Irving is unstoppable. He's absolutely a bucket waiting to happen. And so is Luka. He's also a crybaby B. I mean, this guy whines. He's the biggest whiner in the NBA, bar none. Trae Young's the number two whiner in the NBA. The Boston Celtics are the number three whiners in the NBA. The entire team, every single call that is made in an NBA game against the Celtics is a wrong call. All they do is cry. By the way, their head coach has the personality of a funeral parlor. Your boy, Mazzulla. Have you ever seen them interview him? I've had more fun talking to funeral directors at funerals and wakes. This guy is honestly like, dude, someone needs to get electrocute him or something. Wake him up. He is as boring as a rainy day. And I know he doesn't get paid to be entertaining. You know, then stop interviewing him. I don't want to interview a guy that's, I mean, he is like Vanilla City. And I'll tell you what, I'll stand by what I said a million times. They're not winning anything in Dallas with two scorers. No. That's it. That's all they are. They have two scorers, and they have no one else worth a damn. And that includes Hardaway's little snot-nosed kid. He's another one that sucks. That guy, he misses so many shots, make your head spin. You know who's worse than him? Is what's the guard's name with the funky hairdo? I never remember his name. The one with the stick sticking out of his hair.
Reggie Bullock.
Reggie Bullock's the worst shooter in the history of the game ever. Since day one in Springfield, Mass. The worst shooter ever.
There you go for that one. Zion will be out even longer after re-aggravating his hamstring. Is this really happening? Like, he doesn't play. This is ridiculous.
Coach plays more than him.
Coach logged more minutes in the NBA this year than Zion. I mean, what are we doing here?
Honestly.
My
man is Greg Oden.
It's people don't like hearing it because Greg Oden, like, he never played again. Like, he just never played.
Neither does
it's
Zion.
It's getting there. Like, this guy doesn't play. It is amazing.
You know what?
It really is.
They made fun of Anthony Davis the other day, and I said, I think yesterday on in-game level, I'm like, he's been playing for a month straight every night.
Right.
So at least he tries, and I won't deny Peter Brittle misses a lot, but when he's out there, he's involved. He's making buckets. He's blocking shots, getting rebounds. I think Davis at least tries. I know he's injured a lot, but when he's not, he's really good.
Yes. A couple of teams in the West gearing up after some buyouts. The Suns get Terrence Ross after the Magic bought him out. The Nuggets get Reggie Jackson. I love I'm still stunned that the Clippers got rid of Reggie Jackson because I feel he's a tough guy that you want in the playoffs, and now he's going to be part of Denver, Scotty, which makes me like the Nuggets a little bit more when they add some toughness like Reggie Jackson. So I think
they've already crowned the Suns champions, and they won't win it either.
Yep. Oh, it's in the bag. It's in the bag. We don't even need to play the last 3 months.
They're drinking the same Kool-Aid as the Brooklyn nonsense that the Nets are going to win it all every year, and they never sniffed it.
Suns Celtics. It's over. Let's just get to June. Suns and Celtics, that's the NBA Finals. Nobody else has to show up. Why play the games at this point?
And here's what the Finals will be like if it's Suns and Celtics. Every single whistle, they'll go like this. Every whistle.
Yeah.
Check the film. It's a bad call. Every call, if you watch a Celtic game, every call is wrong. Every call is against the Celtics is wrong. They are the biggest peas on the face of the earth. They act like they're all tough up there in Boston and Southie with all their bullshack. All they do is cry like they're newborn babies looking for that nipple. Honestly, I kid you not. I have never seen a team cry more than the Boston Celtics ever in my life. And the only player that cries more than them is Luka Doncic. He's another P. Give him a binky. Get mommy over here. We'll do some breastfeeding.
Well, now that the football season's over, I'm going to have more time. Maybe we're going to have to get this guy Mazzulla. We're going to have to play some of his post game.
He's the worst.
Mazzulla afterwards.
He's the worst. Funeral directors are more entertaining.
We need to have a good laugh on Coast to Coast. We're going to have to get Mazzulla queued up here. And then is he coaching the All-Star team this weekend too? Didn't he get the trip out to Salt Lake? You're going to get Mazzulla out there.
How is that possible? How is he the coach of the All-Star game?
Best record. Best record in the East. He gets to go. He's the guy. So that'll be a fun interview having him out there. We got a lot of games tonight in the NBA. Of course, All-Star Weekend is coming up at the end of this week in Salt Lake City. Let me give you a couple games, Scotty. You'll talk to Coach. I'll give you the rest of them later on C2C. The Hawks are in Charlotte tonight against the Hornets. Hawks minus 5.5. Road favorites, 240.5. The hefty total at the Hive.
I think the Hornets are awful. And so I have to go Atlanta here. The Hornets are so bad. Like, I was watching them in Phoenix the other night against Boston, that game. And we were sitting there, Sussman, he said, all right, Pharrell, there's a minute left. I'll give you 10.5 right now. And they were down 13 at the time. I said, no way. I'm not taking the 10.5. They won't cover. Sure enough, they lost and didn't cover.
They stink.
The Hornets are awful.
Spurs are in Cleveland tonight against the Cavaliers. The Spurs also are awful. They are getting 15.5 tonight at the Q. 224.5 the total.
I get it. They'll never fire Greg Popovich, but they need to make a change. It is so bad now in San Antonio. He is so done. In my opinion, he's done. Yeah. He's tails of the crypt. I can't even look at him, let alone watch him coach. His team's awful, and they are just going through the motions. It really is paycheck city down there. They get paid to play, and there's no reason to win or otherwise. They're awful. The Cavs are going to whack their ass tonight in Cleveland. It's going to be ugly.
You're going to talk about some of these games with Coach. I'll give you the rest of the slate later on. Several other games tonight, including the Knicks and the Nets at the Garden tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So I was reading, and we bring in Coach Young now for the Lion's Share, of course. Plays a single first basket, score a bet on any NBA game up to $25 risk-free. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. So, Coach, good to see you. I was reading, and I just sent it to you, this piece in New York Magazine. I mean, they just do Kyrie Irving in this piece. They basically write a long, lengthy, piece on he's insane. And that his friend Durant, they called him a nut job. And they said they did whatever they said. They brought in DeAndre Jordan, who's finished. They did whatever Kyrie and Durant wanted, and every one of their moves was an idiot move, and none of it worked. And all I know is, I've said this before, the inmates cannot run the asylum. People don't like hearing that. They consider that taboo to say something like that, or I'm a horrible person for calling them inmates. No, I'm not. Those two morons destroyed the Brooklyn Nets franchise, and I got to tell you, I can't fathom that Sean Marks still has his job.
You want to talk about someone that has evidence on someone? What does Sean Marks have on Joseph Tsai? I mean, that's the one I want to know. But if you think about it, Pharrell, first thing about the Nets, 2018-2019, Dinwiddie, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, young Claxton, Joe, they had all the young guys. And then they went and got KD and Kyrie. And then they let all hell break loose. They get rid of their coach, Kenny Atkinson. Then they want the beard. Then they want DeAndre Jordan. They wanted all these guys. And you're right. The inmates can't run the asylum. Not all super teams can be built equally. Don't give me Golden State. Those guys were drafted into that situation. And Mark Jackson did a great job until Steve Kerr came in. Don't sell me on the Miami Heat. Why? You think Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra let LeBron run roughshod on them? Absolutely not. So hopefully the Nets, after the second time they going for it, you already talked about the Garnett and Pierce, Jason Terry Nets team. Let these young kids develop. Let Jacque Vaughn coach them. Because honestly, you're right. I've watched the last two games, three games. They've been more exciting
right.
with this team than any game with KD and Kyrie.
They're worth seeing now and paying to see. And I think they should, to be honest, they ruined that team so badly that they smell the stench of that team. I wouldn't pay to see them. And I'll tell you what, now I think they, frankly, I think they should lower the tickets a couple, $20 and bring it back to normal and just be like Brooklyn's team. Just be a good team in Brooklyn. Be better than the Knicks and the fans will come in droves. But no more super teams. And I don't think, frankly, as I said earlier, I think they need to get rid of Sean Marks. He's another one that was in the middle of all of it. And the fact that they keep him is sickening to me. I think they need to clean house, get rid of him. You know, the owner calls the shots. I think he's a wussy too. He let them walk all over him. The only thing that guy ever did was not let him go to the Lakers. I'll tell you one thing. When Dr. Buss ran the Lakers, he never let Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy run anything. He ran the Lakers.
And that's the truth. And you have to wonder the leadership. Here's the thing you got to realize, folks, for people that are not from the Tri-State area like Farrell and I. The Nets will never outdraw the Knicks unless the Knicks are the worst team in the league and the Nets are the best. And the Knicks would still outdraw the Nets.
Right.
So stop trying to be something that you're not. Be that blue-collar underdog, will fight you to the end kind of team. Kind of like the Jets are to the Giants. Kind of like what the Islanders are to the Rangers. Stop trying to be like New York's team. Be Brooklyn's team.
Yeah.
Be good at that with the young talent. Drop the prices. And you'll get plenty of people to come to the borough.
So let me ask you about, I talked about him earlier. The guy that blew my mind this weekend watching him play in that Laker win over the Dubs was Vanderbilt. Boy, is he long and blocking shots and making steals and running in transition with numbers and making plays. He's not a guy going to score 20, 30 points. But boy, did he make a difference on that team.
You know, sometimes, Pharrell, it's not getting the star or the starter that makes a team better. It's the glue guy, the junkyard dog guy. And
like
that's
Hart.
What Jared Vanderbilt is, like Josh Hart is for the Knicks. The way they impact the game, guys like Vanderbilt, guys like Josh Hart, guys like Kyle Anderson, like they're never going to blow you away their box score. But they're going to give you 6-7 points. They're going to give you some rebounds. They're going to give you some defensive stops. They'll give you some assists, they'll give you some steals, and they'll always be in the right spot. As much as they needed the outside shooting of Beasley and D'Lo, Jared Vanderbilt is that dog. He is that guy that at the end of the game, they're going to make sure he's in the game because he's going to lock someone up or he's going to go down trying.
All right, let's get your lion's share plays for tonight in the pros and college.
Well, first, let's start off with Atlanta, -5.5 at the Hornets. I mean, Hawks are 5-2 against the spread the last 7 games overall. The Hornets are 0-6 against the spread the last 6 games overall. The Hawks are making a run, and the Hornets are god-awful. I think they win this game by 10+. Give me the Hawks, -5.5. Next, I'm going to go to the Pacers, +1.5 at home versus Utah. Jazz, 1-3-1 against the spread their last 5 games overall. Pacers are 8-3 against the spread the last 11 home games versus a team with a losing road record. Listen, Indiana's sneaky good at home. Utah does not play well away, and they're starting to slide, Pharrell, into that tank mode. Give me the Pacers, +1.5. Next, we're going to go to the Battle of New York. Give me the Knicks, -2.5 at home versus the Nets. Listen, I know the trends. Nets are 4-1 against the spread the last 5 games overall. The Knicks have been really bad, 17-39-1 the last 57 home games versus a team with a winning road record. But the Knicks are playing well. They have the 6th best adjusted scoring offense in the NBA and should be able to attack the basket with Randall, Brunson, and Barrett. Josh Hart continues to make a difference. Give me the Knicks, -2.5. Next, Warriors, -3 versus the Wizards. Wizards, I know, are playing well. They're 5-1 against the spread the last six road games. The Warriors are 8-4-1 against the spread at home after a straight-up loss. They're humiliated over the weekend. They're going to bounce back tonight. Give me Golden State -3. To the college game we go. And we talked about this before, Pharrell. Texas -3.5, now 4.5, at Texas Tech. Longhorns are 5-2 against the spread the last seven games overall. Red Raiders do not play well against teams over 600. 4-11-1 against the spread the last 16 games. 5-12 against the spread the last 17 home games. Texas is starting to turn the corner, Pharrell. Texas Tech is really bad. Give me the Longhorns -4.5 on the road.
So, any thoughts on that Baylor-West Virginia game tonight and the Charleston game against Northeastern laying that big 16 piece?
Yeah, I do love Baylor at home. It's -7.5. I think West Virginia is terrible outside of Morgantown. I think, guys, this is starting to get to the end of Huggy Bear's run at West Virginia. Baylor has gotten healthy, Pharrell, and they've gotten healthy, they've gotten better. Charleston is, I believe, 15.5. At home tonight. I love this play. They were undefeated in the league. They had a couple of slip-ups of losses. And then last week, they played UNC Wilmington, who was a cover machine, and beat their tail by 35. Great spot for Charleston against Northeastern at home. Give me Charleston minus the points.
So if Kentucky doesn't make the NCAA tournament, is it time to move on from John Calipari in Lexington?
You know, the crazy thing, Pharrell, is I think for a while, after everything happened with Chris Beard, I think Texas may have been starting to look at Cal. And that could be a nice, soft landing spot for Calipari with all that money. Here's the thing, folks, that you have to understand about Cal. He beat the trend by getting the one-and-done guys years ago. With the John Walls and the Cousins and the Anthony Davises and even lesser sophomore guys like Maxey and Quickley. Everybody's caught up to him. He's not, listen, he may be the fifth or sixth best team in the SEC. The people in Lexington aren't going to stand as much longer. If Cal doesn't turn around next year, and it's going to be trouble, they're going to depend a lot on DeJuan Wagner's son, DJ, to come in and lead it again. If they slip up next year, Pharrell, I think it may be time for Cal to step down.
Why would you wait for next year with what you've seen this year? I wouldn't even let him have next year. If you really want to make a change, you do it now after the season.
I agree, but he's going to sell having the number one player in the country and DJ Wagner from Camden coming in. I agree with you. I think it should be done now. I think they give him one more year.
My man has had the top recruiting classes every year he's been there. He's got the best talent already. Now you're telling me he's going to be, not you, but now everyone's telling me they're going to be better because they got another good player. All they've ever had is good players.
Everybody has great players in college basketball. And let's be honest, there's about five guys that would take over him as a coach in that league. He ain't top five in that league anymore.
All right, Coach. I'll see you tomorrow. Good stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm starting to figure this out, Mafia, why BetMGM makes so much money. It's because Jason Scott hires all his buddies that are geniuses from down under. All these Aussie guys are smarter than us. So watch this. I'll prove it to you. Tristan Davis is another guy from down under that Jason has running the shop in Vegas at BetMGM. He joins us today to talk about Super Bowl fallout. Tristan, I know you guys are smarter than us. I mean, you don't have to shove it in our face. You don't have to brag. You don't have to just pretend like I never said that. All right, buddy? I hope you're doing good. So, you know what? Next year, here's what I'm going to do. Because this is 2 years in a row I got the Super Bowl wrong. What I'm going to do is next year, no matter what, Carver High, write this down. No matter what, whatever everyone's doing, whatever the book needs, whatever BetMGM needs to make the most money, that's the side I'm going with no matter what. Because, Tristan, yesterday you needed the Chiefs, and you got the Chiefs. So let me guess, the BetMGM made all kinds of money.
I would like to think so. The problem was that every man under the sun scored a touchdown, and that made the game go well over the total. And what we really did need in the end was that total to go under. And unfortunately, that was not the case for us. But at least the Chiefs winning the game gave us something to take away from what could have been a potential disaster.
Yeah, it was a disaster for me. I made two bets, Eagles, money line, and the under, and you saw how that went for me. Were you surprised that they could have been up 17 at the half and then they never did another thing the rest of the game? Were you surprised how Spagnuolo's defense shut them down in the second half?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the real turning point, though, was the fact that on the other side of the field, you had Mahomes and to come back from what he looked like at halftime with a face that looked like he was done and dusted, he was the real star.
So what was
so
it
surprised
like,
that we,
you know, at one point, Tristan, he was like he was plus 400 by halftime to be the MVP. Did a lot of people jump on that at the break, or did they stay off of it because of his ankle?
Yeah, I think what happened is that most of the coverage just leading up to halftime was Mahomes sitting on the bench in a bit of agony, and that surely did make the punters go a bit off the Chiefs and certainly off Mahomes. You say plus 400 or plus 500 for the MVP. That's pretty much what the Chiefs were at the money line to win the game at that point when he came off the field. I think you could have got around about plus 400 for the Chiefs to win the game. The sharp punters that we have, they were on the Eagles lead when they saw that. So we didn't get much action. But when Mahomes did come back, we saw the money come for the Chiefs. And the worst thing that can happen sometimes is when a good team like that gets out to a big price, and if they're firing on all cylinders, then the punters rally behind those guys. And so the light book was not entirely in our favour, although we were still cheering for the Chiefs. We certainly didn't have the best result for the live on.
Yeah.
So
let's say, explain to me and the audience here everywhere, you know, you needed them to win. But then at halftime when they were down, I can't imagine the amount of people that bet on them in-game that had to, like, cost you money.
So, yeah, I mean, the thing with in-game betting is that, as I said, when you get a team as good as the Chiefs out to plus 300, plus 400, and they see Mahomes firing, that's when they sort of, push in is what we
they Australians smell blood
say, chips in, they smell blood in the water and they strike, and that's what they did yesterday. Yeah.
So how much damage was the prop end of things for you guys, or was that profitable?
The props look. I mean, as you know, Super Bowl brings out the best in prop bet makers. They were not too bad. The problem we had at the start of the show, as I said, is the overs. So we had one client who pretty much figured it out. He bet the overs and then also wanted to bet field goals under. Now, to a punter or to a recreational punter, that might sound like, well, if he's betting field goals under, essentially he might want the game to go under. But he pretty much worked it out. He thought that there's going to be a lot of touchdowns in this game. And so he bet the overs, bet the field goals under. So we did a bit of money there. Look, as far as the novelty props go, like your Gatorades and your coin tosses, yeah, look, they're a novelty bet that people enjoy, and there's always some people out there, especially with the Gatorade, that might have a little bit of an idea of what colour it's going to be leading up to the game. Purple was, as everyone knows, purple was the result of the Gatorade colour. That was about 10 to 1, and that stayed about that 10 to 1 price throughout betting. But we saw some late bets come through on purple. The good thing about this year, the Gatorade, is that there was a lot of tweets out there, a lot of memes or GIFs, whatever you want to call them. The first one was the yellow one, whereas I think there was an Eagles player that came out and said, I haven't seen anything but yellow. So naturally, the yellow got bet pretty heavily, then the orange for the Kansas, and then finally we saw a little bit of twink, a bit of money for purple right at the end. Another one, which was an interesting one, it pops up every year now, is the correct score market. Last year we had the Simpsons mem, which didn't get home, and yesterday we had 37-34, I think, Eagles. And I believe if the Eagles won 37-34 yesterday, we might have had to shut the MGM doors.
So I have a grape Gatorade going right here as we speak, and it had nothing to do with the Super Bowl. It's just my favorite Gatorade flavor. Although I do think the Gatorade splash bet is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I could give a rat's ass what – you know, guy gets sprayed with what color Gatorade is the most ridiculous thing ever. That stupid coin toss bet every year. That stupid national anthem bet. Honestly, like, if you talk about degenerates, I mean, you got to be half nuts if you're betting this stuff. Like, I really see no joy in Mudville. I don't get it. I really don't. Although I will say, when that guy started singing the anthem, I knew that was going over. I don't even know if it went over, but it had to have gone over. It took the guy 17 minutes to sing it. It was a great rendition. It made people cry, but it took forever.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't bet on the national anthem. I know a few places would have. There's a bit of regulations about that, about who can bet on that national anthem prop. But yeah, it's certainly one from where I'm from, Australia. It's certainly one that's creates a lot of attention. But yeah, the Gatorade one, look, it's they're fun bets, I guess, for the recreational punters. You know, the game's over, and you know, something to keep them occupied after the game, I guess.
What was the three? It was 3.5 field goals, right? Was the number, and it went under that, right? I thought that would go under.
Yeah, 3.5. I think you were looking at. Minus 145, minus 150.
What was there? Two in the game?
I believe there was three. So it would have been two from Philly and then obviously the winning field goal at the end for the Chiefs.
Well, there you go. So it did go under. Now they're favored already, right, to win next year's Super Bowl, the Chiefs. Are people already making bets on that at the price it's at?
Not so much the Chiefs. They're about 6-1. If I wanted to say off the top of my head, the most popular team at the moment is the Bills. We are best price out there, the Bills, I believe. So, 9-1.
Here we go again. Honest to Christ. My guy, look at him. Can you see the monitor? The guy with a hand over his face. Do you see it? That guy is the biggest Bills fan in the world. Look at him. He's ready to Harry Carey. He's ready to do himself and jump off a bridge with his tie tied to his neck. I am so sick and tired of hearing about the Buffalo Bills winning anything. I can't even take it anymore. Please stop. Stop, Travis. It can't be. They never win anything. I mean, honestly, and they're always favored. It's such a scam. You guys are fooling people putting that up there. Who are you kidding?
Well, we're trying to attract some bets on them at the 9-1.
I'll bet.
Yeah, so the way we priced that is we looked at it over the last 2 years. We probably believe that they've had their chance. So, if you want to back the Bills, bet them at BetMGM.
Oh, I'll bet. You guys will make a fortune. All you have to do is be a Bills fan and go. MGM will start building new resorts out there. God bless them. All right, so what is the market like in the NBA now that all these trades have been made? Are people falling for the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns to win titles?
Yeah, well, it's a funny one because that news broke very late on the East Coast. So, you know, they would have been a bit asleep when that news broke that Kevin Durant was off to Phoenix. Obviously, on the other side of that, everyone was up and about on the West Coast. So, look, the Mavs at the moment have been – sorry, the Suns. Look, they've been a big move. You could have got about 20-1, maybe even 25-1 about the Suns winning this year. They're now into plus 450. So with Durant teaming up now with Booker and co, look, they're going to be part. They're going to be hard to beat. Hopefully, they can gel together, and we'll be cheering for them. They're a good winner in our book at the moment, and the fact now that we can catch them at that shorter price, we should be in a good position to come finals.
Who don't you want to win it that will hurt you?
LeBron James. LeBron James and the Lakers is what we don't want. Obviously, they're a very public team. As soon as the prices go up at the start of the year, that's the number one bet that comes through every single time. And they don't stop until they absolutely know that they can't make the playoffs or can't win the championship. So, yeah, it's the Lakers at the moment. It probably was the Nets as well. But all that money now is completely dried up, evidently, of what their list is. At the moment, we're happy to cheer for the Suns, and we just don't want the Lakers.
The Lakers couldn't win a balloon at the carnival. What are they going to win? They're not winning anything. Like, just stop. How many people are starting to get into the NCAA basketball betting as we get closer to, conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament? It's a gigantic, it's bigger than the Super Bowl, right? Like, it's now become the most enormous betting sporting event of the year.
Yeah, it's extremely big. And I tell my friends and family back home, I said, you wouldn't believe the amount of money that gets wagered on college sports over here. And it is unbelievable. Look, now that the football's finished, college basketball and NBA to a lesser extent, they're the two sports that are going to occupy the bettors' minds. Look, we're still a month away from the bracket coming out, or just under a month, I think, today. So I think in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're definitely going to see that the college turnover definitely ramp up.
All right, Tristan, great stuff today. Thanks for coming on Coast to Coast and breaking it all down. Go count your money in the back there after the Super Bowl and the Chiefs win. Go count all your money.
That will. Thanks, guys. Good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Phoenix was the daily session of Today in Carver High History.
Yeah, why don't we start today in 1952. Rocky Marciano knocks out Italian heavyweight. Let's see if we can get this one, Scotty. Gino Buonvino in the second round in Providence for his 40th straight win. 1980, the Winter Olympics open in Lake Placid, New York. Site of one of the greatest hockey games
awesome.
Of all time. 1982, New York Islanders' Brian Trottier scores 5 goals, 4 of them with the extra man in just 2 periods against the Flyers, with Mike Fossey assisting on
clearly
all 5 goals. He was
an Penguin.
4 with the Islanders,
Penguin.
2
Penguin.
With the Penguins,
Penguin.
4 with the Islanders. 1988, the Winter Olympics opened in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. 89, Oklahoma football player Charles Thompson is charged with selling cocaine and would later be sentenced to 2 years in prison. That is frowned
what's
upon.
What's wrong with that?
Selling cocaine
that?
As a college what's football player is frowned upon. 1990,
get a little side hustle.
Larry Bird ends his NBA free throw streak at 71 games. 92, Jose Canseco repeatedly rams his Porsche into his wife Esther's BMW, also frowned upon. But when you're paying the bill, what does it matter? And 1 year ago today, in their own stadium in Los Angeles, the Rams beat the Bengals 23-20 to win the Super Bowl with Rams wide receiver. It was 23-20. It was 4.5
yeah.
the spread, right, Scotty?
Yeah.
Rams
yeah.
Wide receiver Cooper Kupp winning MVP. That was the game where, say it, they didn't throw the ball to T. Higgins. Oh, that was the Super Bowl. Throw the ball to T. Higgins. There you
go. 2 years in a row, I get jobbed.
Unbelievable. And then a day from now, a year from now, we'll be saying this was the day that I officially said the Buffalo Bills will never win the Super Bowl in my lifetime because everybody bets on them every year. I just can't take it anymore.
This Watch enough. Now they'll win it ended. After you gave up enough. On them.
Enough.
They're going to win it.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.